I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the studio with me right now is one of my favorite people to have on the show. We don't do that many comedians, because a lot of them are funny on stage, but when they do the radio, they don't want to give away all their stuff. Some of them aren't naturally funny. They're funny when they write the stuff and they go on stage, but sometimes it doesn't work out so well. But with this guy, it's always a home run. I welcome him back to our big show. JB Smoove is here.
We're in the building, baby. Oh, we're in the building.
Hey. This guy, you know what? You're batting 1,000 with me. Don't screw it up today.
Oh, no, I'm going to bat 1,000. I'm going to tell you something. I'm at bat right now. You know what I mean?
You're ready
hey,
to go.
There's a beautiful big building out there that's being built. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You should put like a time-lapse camera
On the building being built.
And one on you. You know what I'm saying? So you can
you
see
know, you think both I got you guys nothing to being, do but put you know, time-lapse cameras on buildings.
No, I'm saying just put the camera aim at the building so you can see the process. Well, and then you play what? The time-lapse thing faster.
JB.
Now, if you had done that 40 years, if you had done that 40 years ago,
I'd be rich.
You could see the time elapsed from this young guy on the radio to this amazing seasoned icon.
Seasoned.
I'm seasoned. That's what you call
people. If
you
bite this guy right now, you know the spices that'll come out?
For those of you...
That guy's tasty.
For those of you who don't know, JB Smoove has a lot of stuff going on. He's, you know, he's with Larry David's friend, and we're still waiting for season 10 to come on.
When is that coming?
You know what? See, a few years ago, I was a spoiler. They called me the spoiler. You know, first of all, I consider myself the one who got Larry to do season 9. I would say that much.
Yeah, all right.
Because I pushed him a little bit. I pushed him. I kept pushing that man, and he had to do it. And now, nobody tells me anything, so I don't know.
No, they don't tell you.
I don't know.
Larry's the one that knows everything.
But I could make a date up if you're right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, I could throw some out there to put.
But I know they've been running the promos for a long time. I think they got to get all the Game of Thrones crap out of there before they put you in.
Let me tell you something. What I did, I tell you this much though. I know it was the last season of Game of Thrones, but I did recommend to Larry before the season started that we should have swords and. Medieval stuff in this season 10. Just to coincide with the season of
and what
Game
say?
Of Thrones going. He said no.
I thought
the dragon was a good idea too.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah. So you probably already forgot what the hell you put in for season 10, don't you?
I had everything in there. Poison, all the good stuff. The poison was a crazy scene I thought about doing.
In case you don't know, JB is Larry David's roommate in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, indeed.
And that's not enough to keep him busy. He's playing 5 shows at Caroline's on Broadway tonight through Sunday. If that's not enough to keep him busy, he's also in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. How in the hell did that happen?
Yeah, congratulations. That's quite a big deal.
A very big deal. Considering a guy who loves comic books.
Yeah.
I would get on a train in Mount Vernon and go to Fordham Road in the Bronx, and I would go to a comic book store. And then the hard part was making it home with them damn comic books from Fordham Road in the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? That was the hard part. You had to put the bag under your arm. Yeah, because guys would get you on a subway platform and say, "What's under your arm?" He said, "Comic books." You know, and you would open your comic books up and they would take them from you. So that was the hard part.
Oh, getting them home safely.
Getting your comic books home safely.
Back to
the
money earning Mount Vernon.
Yes, indeed. But you know what? This was an amazing, amazing thing. I sat in the audience watching one of the Marvel movies, the one that preceded Endgame. The Avengers movie, and let me tell you something. I sat there. I said, "I would love to be in this Marvel universe."
Yeah.
And the universe said, "You know what?
We're
gonna slide you in this universe, JB." I think you got to put things out there to the universe once in a while.
Absolutely, I totally do.
Do you have the universe hotline, or how'd you get in?
Well, you know what? I can't say it's all the universe, although I do love the universe. But I did do an Audi commercial with Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man for the Homecoming Spider-Man movie. So that. I was in that commercial for Audi, and then that spun off. They called, they said, you guys were great on camera, and they called and said, hey, we'd like to be in this movie. You know, so it's like one hand had to do the other. Like, now, during the Spider-Man universe movie, I mean, during the movie kind of might have ruined my commercials for Audi, because you figure I'm playing a different character.
Right, you're a chaperone in this movie.
Yeah, I'm playing somebody different in the Audi commercial. Mm-hmm. So I had to sit there and weigh it out. Say, do I want to do more Audi commercials as this amazing driving instructor? Or do I move on to the Marvel Universe? I think I took a good step in stepping up.
Yeah, that's a good choice to have.
Yeah, it was great. That's at our premiere, and I met Samuel Jackson for the first time.
What did you think?
I got to put it out there.
Boy from Mount Vernon hanging out with Samuel L. Jackson.
We were being interviewed side by side. He was with the next interviewer. I was, you know, and I sat there and I said, man, I never met Samuel L. Jackson. And we looked at each other and we hooked up and we met. And I said, look at this, man. I never met you before. I'm going to put it to the universe right now. I got to do a movie with Samuel L. Jackson. So I sat there and started pitching them ideas. You know, I was playing two pirates. I was playing just like random things. You know, I just threw a bunch of random ideas out there for us. Two bad cops. We said a bad cop and worst cop. You know, whatever.
Talking to J.B. Smooth here on CBS FM. Let me ask you a personal question.
Let's throw it out there.
Have you ever been held for further examination?
I mean,
into like a mental institution, anything like in that area? You can tell me.
Yeah, sure. You know, several times I've been in mental institutions, and I actually put on a doctor's jacket, and I walk around there.
Were they tied the sleeves together?
They tied the sleeves together. But, you know, I would love to try it. No, what? Maybe we'll do a remake of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good throwback movie.
Now, that's a really good mental institution movie.
That's a great movie right
now. Now, this Spider-Man thing, Spider-Man Far From Home, you play Mr. Dell, right?
Yes, indeed.
And you're Peter Parker's chaperone.
I'm one of the chaperones along with Martin Starr. We both play teachers, science teachers at that.
Are they allowing you to go out and promote the movie yet? I mean, are you?
Oh yeah.
Are you of that magnitude?
I'm at that point where I can talk about this movie. The premiere was yesterday. Not yesterday. The premiere was 2 days ago. So I got a chance to talk about the movie on the red carpet.
How long did you have to keep it secret?
You know what? This Marvel process is crazy. We shot in Prague. We shot in Venice. We shot in London. We shot in New York.
You were there? You were all those places?
I was everywhere. I got so many stamps on my body right now. Sometimes they stamp your passport.
Amazing.
But they put it on my body. I said, what are you guys doing? Tearing my shirt open and stamping my chest. But it was an amazing process, especially Venice, because My real first name and real middle name is Jerry Angelo. So every time I would present my passport, whether the hotel or the passport agency, they would say, welcome back, Jerry Angelo. Italiano! I said, you're damn right, I'm Italiano. Yeah, I came back, I went back, you know. And
I'm Italiano.
There you go. That makes sense.
I'm from Mount Vernon. The mayor is whoever can stay out of jail the longest.
Oh, damn! Too early for that. Too early, man.
But
amazing process. Shot overseas. They gave us one. When I tell you one piece of paper a day.
I was going to say the script is under lock and key, right?
Everything, because this is the first movie after.
Oh yeah.
Endgame.
That's right.
So there was a lot of spoilers in there, and that's why they put out two different trailers.
Oh yeah.
Now I know you are actually personal friends with Larry David, and you do the show. There's a professional relationship. How did you go about telling Larry that you were going to be in the Spider-Man movie? What did that sound like when you did that?
Yeah, you know, when you tell Larry good news like that, he gets a little, he's happy for you. So his right side of his mouth like goes up a little bit. It's like,
not a stroke. Happy.
No, a happy one. A happy one. A more controlled stroke. Not a real one.
I gotta throw you out of here. All right, you got Curb Your Enthusiasm coming soon. I don't know when, season 10. Mm-hmm. You got the Spider-Man movie, oh, Far From Home, opens up Tuesday, right?
Yes, indeed. That's the 2nd, July 2nd.
Did they know that was 4th of July weekend? What?
I think they did.
This is all calculated.
Yes. What?
Very calculated.
It's all calculated.
Yeah, it's always calculated. You always got to come out on a big weekend like that.
Hey, let's not forget 5 shows at Caroline's on Broadway tonight through Sunday night. Get tickets at carolines.com. Now pick up your bag and get
And hopefully some more Audi commercials.
Now, they did say that these shows are full. Last night was a Thursday. It was packed last night.
Well, awesome. Hello.
They started selling lap seats. I'm telling you. It was crazy.
I love you, man. You're the best. See you. JB Smooth, ladies and gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.